This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is you.
Hello and welcome to Comedian versus Economist, or the Equity Mates media feed, if that's where you're tuning in, for a very special bonus episode. My name's Adam, and we're joined as always by my little older brother and real life economist, Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Yeah, good day, Adam.
And we are also thrilled to be joined by the Equity Mates boys, Bryce and Alec. How are you going, lads?
Very well, Adam.
Very good. Thrilled to be here.
Thrilled to be here. That's the way. Hey, we are doing this special episode because we wanted to do a quick recap on the ASX share market trading game that we've all been, I don't want to say excelling in over the last few weeks, because none of us have been excelling by any measure, but it has been a lot of fun. Registrations for Game 2 will open on July the 7th if you're interested in taking part. Again, if you missed out this time round, with trading scheduled to start on August the 11th. And again, we'll run for 15 weeks. So it's 15 weeks. You get $50,000 of virtual cash and an opportunity to try and turn that into as much as you can, or as little as you can, in Alec's case. Before we get started, I just couple of quick shout outs. So shout outs to Gus, who was the unfortunately the lowest ranked member of the Equity Mates League, who managed to turn 50k into 25k, which is admirable in itself.
Pretty hard
and
to
also
do.
shout out to Jack, who was actually had the highest total of all players in the game, but unfortunately couldn't be the official winner because he is a financial investment analyst. Sorry. But he did finish with the highest total of $62,000. So what I thought we'd do just to get started is maybe...
Can I just check that? So he wasn't allowed to win because he was a finance industry professional.
Yes.
So
yes.
In the ASX eyes, we're not finance industry professionals.
No, Thomas. In the eyes of ASX and ASIC, we are not financial professionals.
I also don't think they spent a lot of time thinking about us, and we were pretty far off the winners, shall we say.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty clear from our results we're not finance industry professionals.
Safe to say, Thomas, at 39,990, nobody cares if you're a financial professional or not. So Thomas, why don't we start with you then? I've given it away already. You finished with 39,990. Maybe just give us a recap on how you approached the game and how you went about it.
Yes. I think I started with oil initially. I felt that was going right, but that trade didn't work too well. I sort of got in a bit late, missed the pop in that one. And then I was sort of going for some reopening trades. I thought that the CBDs would open quicker than expected, but none of those trades worked out. So, I bought City Chic. I held City Chic through the whole story, and I just had no idea what was going on with City Chic. Like, it would just be down 10%. I'd be like, try and research the news, try and understand why, but couldn't find anything. So that one didn't work out so well for me.
If you feel bad about holding that e-commerce stock, one of our equity mates here in the office held Zip. all the way through the game. So maybe, yeah, I'm sure he feels worse than you do.
Wasn't Gus by any chance, was it?
No, Gus managed to actually lose more money than this player.
That's an achievement then in itself, to be losing that much without holding zip. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right, so Thomas, so how did you feel? How did you feel? So you finished with roughly 40,000. What was your key takeaway?
That I'm not very good at picking stocks. It's kind of key. Not into like a short term. Like, I think, yeah, the sort of thematics that I was working with on a 3-month horizon don't work particularly well, particularly when the market's getting monstered by sort of a general sell off anyway. So, like, you know, maybe my stocks outperformed their peers, but I don't know that they did. And in a 3-month horizon, they're just all heading south. And the only successful trade I made was buying into the bear ETF.
Right.
That was the only one in the green for me.
Did you Everything do that early enough, or was that right at the end when you?
I think it was about a month or six
just,
weeks
just
to go.
Just before the dead cat bounce that we had a couple of weeks ago, where it all went up again. Bryce, Alec, any thoughts on Thomas's approach, his portfolio? Comments, criticisms, feedback. I'm open to anything.
Well, I think what you 39,990. The average participant value was 44,000, but only 6% of people who played the game made a profit
in the Equity Mates League or generally.
Generally,
wow,
yeah, tough market, which we obviously have all experienced.
We're all just index trackers.
I'm blaming the market.
Yeah. This is a pittance compared to what I've lost in real life.
Yeah.
I think the oil trade, definitely you weren't alone there. I was similar. That was my thinking. Oil and grain. I think Bryce was also oil. So Thomas, you weren't alone in that trade, and you weren't alone in losing money. So read into that however you will.
Misery loves company. So, well, on that note, Alec, you finished with 39,776, so just $24 behind Thomas. Talk us through how you approached the game and how you ended up there.
So if we go back to when the game started, the two big stories were inflation and the Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So I went into oil stocks. The BetaShares have an oil ETF. And then also wheat. I got into GrainCorp because I figured, you know, commodity prices, food prices would go up. But then this was where it all started to unravel. I figured inflation, well, we've been hearing for years that Bitcoin is digital gold and a store of value when it comes to inflationary times. So I decided to test that thesis and got into the crypto ETF. I held it all the way through the game and I lost $4,000, or I think about a third of what I put into it. So not great there. Oil and wheat did okay. I actually still hold GrainCorp. It's the one position I'm up on. I made $300, so feeling pretty good about that. But then I decided to be a contrarian and call the bottom.
Right.
I said we're through the worst of inflation. Interest rates aren't going to rise as much as people think. And so I sold my oil holdings. I went into the FANG ETF, decided to get back into tech, and also got into the triple leveraged ASX 200 ETF. Gear, G-E-A-R.
People often talk about how you shouldn't chase your losses. Alec, I feel like triple leveraged is a sign of somebody who's lost a bit that's thinking, you know what, I reckon I can make this back quickly.
Look, a 15-week game probably had 10 weeks to go at that stage. You just have to go for it. Like, I wasn't playing
it's a Hail Mary.
50th. I was playing to win.
It's a 90-yard pass.
But you might have realized I was wrong. I'm down about $2,500 on the FANG ETF. I'm down at about $4,000 on the triple levered gear ETF to go with the $4,000 I lost on my crypto ETF. You can start to see how all those losses add up. At that point, I realized I wasn't going to win it. So I sold a few of my positions and I actually just held cash. Well, I held about $12,000 cash for the remainder of the game. I decided to stem the bleeding a little bit. So My biggest conclusion, I am not a short-term investor.
I think it's a good point. I think if Bitcoin, we'd all have just like bought some stocks, because you had to buy some to play the game. You couldn't just sit on your 50 grand cash. But if we just bought and then sold immediately everything to return back to a cash position minus fees associated with making, you know, 8 trades, then you'd be in pretty good shape, probably better than the vast majority of the participants. So. There you go. Better luck next time, Alec. Bryce, you did remarkably well compared to the rest of the three of us, at least anyway, and pretty well compared overall. You finished with $49,077. Talk us through it. How'd you do it?
Well, how did I do it? Similar to both Thomas and Ren, started with a hard oil thematic at the start.
I feel like I've missed out here. You guys all get together, had a little party. You're like, what do we do? I reckon we should all buy oil. Yeah, but don't tell Adam that we're buying oil.
Adam, I missed
that meeting.
No, I listened to your podcast episodes with your brother where he explained his oil thesis. So don't excuse me not to get on it.
Oil and energy. So I did the 000 ETF, beta shares, which is oil. Then I bought Woodside, and beta shares also have a fuel ETF, FUEL, and it's more energy sort of general than just a exposure to oil. And, you know, at the time, energy markets as a whole was doing pretty well, given what was going on over in Ukraine. So I took out the biggest positions I could on all of those. I think my portfolio hit a height of 51,500 at one point. I had semi in there, though, which was like a semiconductor ETF. It started tanking hard. So I got rid of those and just went as large a position as I can, shorting the market bear. BEAR is the short. And then went cash with about 2 weeks to go, about half cash. So I had about 12 or 13 grand in cash sitting there at the end, and then just wrote it out. But my portfolio did is exactly as I thought it would.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we start talking about Bryce's portfolio, now that we've gone from Thomas and I, who lost money, and no one would think we're talking investment advice because we lost 20% of our portfolio each, we're mentioning a lot of products here, but remember, this is a game. This isn't real money. This is all us just throwing darts at a dartboard and trying to figure things out.
Yeah, and it's a short time horizon too. Like, it's 15 weeks, right? So there's not a long time for this to play out and for trends to reverse. And we've been in, you know, we're in a bear market now or whatever. So tough conditions. I am noticing, though, between all of you, there was a almost entirely ETFs made up your portfolio. So did you think about individual stocks? Did you kind of just go, look, for this game, it's going to be best to chase those, I guess, bigger themes?
I had a couple of individual stocks, but I've played this game before and I knew that I didn't have the time, nor did I want to spend the time keeping track of it all. And so I went at this from a larger thematic point of view, what's likely to play out over the next sort of 15 weeks that I can just get broad exposure to and then put my head in the sand and not have to look at it. So that's how I played it.
I think for me, there's two ways in 15 weeks. Like, any sort of deep value work or valuation work or like forecasting the future prospects of a business. That all goes out the window in this game. 15 weeks, you know, you just don't, those theses don't have time to play out. So you either trade thematics, which is what we did, and, you know, oil and stuff like that. And, you know, I owned individual companies. I owned Woodside for a while, owned Santos for a while, but that was because of the broader thematics. So that's one way. Or you get into the momentum trading game and you look at, you know, buy and sell volume. And I think the winner, well, the person who made the second most money after Jack, he had a momentum strategy, but I didn't have the time to.
You guys had momentum strategies too. It's just that your momentum was down. So you just picked the wrong momentum.
Next time, go with the
upward trajectory on the momentum would be my advice. I feel like I can give you some advice too, because I did okay. I finished out of the four of us, finished second. I got $44,246. You know, obviously I didn't go chasing oil speckies like the rest of you.
You had an exciting strategy though.
Yeah. Let's recap. Let's recap your original thesis, which was based around sports teams, as I remember.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty solid thesis behind it. I figured everyone loves sport. I love sport. So why not just get on board with sporting teams? I think the biggest mistake I made in hindsight, I bought CBA, big sponsors of the cricket, probably not the smartest move heading into winter. unless you're up late at night watching Australia's tour of Sri Lanka, I feel like maybe CBA didn't get the exposure that I was after during the 15 weeks of the game. So CBA, it actually performed quite strongly early on in the game, but it's finished $163 down in my portfolio. So the other ones that was interesting, I found that I couldn't. A lot of the other, like Origin Energy, I think is owned by an international company. There was a bunch of other sporting sponsors. And like yourself, Bryce, I got to the point where I thought I don't have the time and energy to do the researching of, you know, lower ranked sporting teams for local sponsors. So once I ruled out international sponsors, I thought I need to change tack. So I bought a few stocks that we covered off on the show. I bought AGL when we're talking about it, when Mike Cannon-Brookes was talking about the demerger. That actually ended up in the only one in the green for me. Well, that was $30 in profit. So I guess people are liking what AGL's doing maybe. I got, what else? Fortescue. So I bought Fortescue. That was a train wreck, an infinity train wreck, you might say. So as soon as we covered off Twiggy Forrest's ideas to have an infinity train, it seemingly tanked. So maybe we're partly responsible for that. And then I really thought cyber warfare, you know, you guys know me, I like my cyber. I really thought cyber warfare was going to kick off hard during the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And either it did and nobody noticed because it was too good, or it didn't really materialize. And so I bought the Hack ETF and that's performed pretty miserably as well. So I don't know whether that's a cyber thing, whether that's just part of a general kind of sell-off in tech, you know, part of the NASDAQ and whatever. So anyway, I'm pretty happy, to be honest, as probably the least informed and the least qualified of the four of us here, that to finish second, I'm pretty happy. Thoughts, comments?
Well played. Well, like, I mean, it just goes to show there's plenty of different strategies and they all play out differently.
I'm interested to hear Thomas's thoughts because, you know, Thomas, a professional economist, classically trained, getting beaten by his comedian brother.
It's a bit of a theme in my life, actually. Find economics hasn't been the moneymaker I was expecting it to be.
And once again, our parents are just proud of one of us.
That's too good.
Well, maybe Adam's the economist in the family, and Thomas, you've got some stand-up comedy chops that you've just never tested.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, there you go. I reckon that pretty much does it. Hopefully you've enjoyed playing along at home. Send us a message if you've enjoyed the game, cve@equitymates.com or via the website equitymates.com/CVE. Get in touch. Let us know if you beat Thomas as well. I would love to hear that personally. I think, we'll give you a shout out on the show, definitely. Bryce, Alec, anything you guys wanted to add before we wrap
up? No, I think I would just encourage anyone who's a bit uncertain about the stock market, this is definitely a great way to test a few strategies or get used to just the process of, and emotions of being involved. Nothing quite like having real money in the market, but it's a great initiative from the ASX. And congrats to Jengus, who came first, Robert and Wayne, second and third, all of which made pretty impressive profits given the market conditions. So, give it a crack.
So, if you've missed it, registrations for Game 2 open July the 7th. Trading will start on August the 11th and, again, run for 15 weeks. So, head to the ASX website if you'd like to get involved. I think asx.com.au. I haven't researched that either, but I think that's a fairly safe guess. So, head over there for more information to sign up and register. Thank you to you gentlemen for playing along. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to talking to you all again soon.
Likewise. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Thomas.
Thanks, Adam. Thomas.
Cheers, guys.
EquityMates Investing Podcast is a product of EquityMates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of EquityMates Investing Podcast are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the EquityMates website, where you can find ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media and the hosts of EquityMates Investing Podcast acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.